اهلا. Anybody there?
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Or afternoon, I'm not sure either.
Thank you very much for the Daniel material.
Okay, did those last two pages go through this time?
Yes, they did.
Okay, I had a lot of trouble. First, I did it all in plain text, and it wouldn't take it. After I finished doing all those changes. So, anyway, I'm glad it went through this time.
I didn't have time to put it into today, but I'll take a look at it and see.
I just thought you would want to read it. The whole thing is worth reading because he links it to the Separate Road and also I'll get to it. I tried today and start having an afternoon class and I'm going to go ahead and mute now. Okay.
This is Jamie. I'm going to mute too. Bye bye.
Hello, Jamie. Thank you.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Gedula Chemin Ha Tati Serura Alabakimo Yutah Tati Kabil Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Baharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Suntet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Hutha Kivava Shamrem Nungimel Dalad Yud Kashin Barhem Taharim Rakame Sikatha Damid Gamle Beket Resh Saditas Gimel Hasin Kadosh Ero Tuka Nael Adatas Beket Resh Saditas Gimel Pasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Betet Resh Tzaditav Kimmel Pasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Petufet Pet Nunayan Yahid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kidu Shata Yud Gimel Lamed Pezayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Sadiyata.
brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notse Chesed La'alafim, Notse Aon Wafesha V'Chata'a V'Nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, coming from Parasha Yitro, it is Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Brichu, Ishkinte, Pichilu, Urchimu, Tchilu, Tchilu, Urchimu. Le'afda l'shem yud hei b'vav hei, v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yehi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei, aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tane Nandakuja Barifu Koma de Aved Leila Witata Kolaihu Kishot Viovada Dikshot Leila Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Bedach Yaleya Mine Aulan Haga Beyakalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshotinun Wikolaits Dirish Be Alma The energy of this year 5779, our current year, is to become wiser. There are three verses that connect to this energy within the Tanakh. All three of these verses have the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet, spelled within them. The letters of the name of the spelling of the year are separated by two letters each. These two letters represent the blockage that conceals the name within the verse. By removing the blockage, we reveal the energy of the year, which is to become wiser. The first verse we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Weimadele lo tishmeuli, weasafti liasra etchem sheva al hatotechem. The second verse that we studied is from Isaiah, it's chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatachta al mishenet hakane haratzutza ze al mitzrayim basher yisamek ishalav vabekapo ungava ken paro melech mitzrayim lekol habochim. In the third verse, which comes from the prophet Misha, is chapter 6, verse 13.
וגם אני החליתי הכותך, השבים על התותך. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. This energy is available from only one verse in the Tanakh. That is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. ושמתי מקום לעמי לישראל, ונתתי ושכן. תחת ולא ירגז, עוד ולא יוסיפו. בני עוולה לענותו, כאשר בראשונה. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God, utilizing a verse, or utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence with its root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame. Mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe heya yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awaka layo la wawa pehe la nulaha yo 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 me lahe he he wa Nuta hey hey ah ah yo re ta shi ah hey re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he ah me re he ah yo yo za hey 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he Sa'a la re'areyo, ashi la meyo e, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me, nu nu wa nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, he re he me ta re, wa me be yo he he, a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo a be be wa re a he a yo be me he yo a he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim using the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he ha wa he me a yo sa la me re he me he yo yo he me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la Nu me cha yo he yo, me nu a he me he he wa. Nu yo he me he shi ya, yo re ta shi ya he. Re la yo, a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me Nu hey ah nu wata me la hey ayo. Tu ko me yo re la hey be me hey me za re. Wa hey be we o he ah hey ala wa me za yo. Ya hey be me tato ala ah hey hey wa. Re la hey yo yo hit me. Hey la yo me hey me. The names of the Sadiqim who left this day, which is the 27th day, I believe. No, the 28th day of Shabbat. Rabbi Mordechai ben Rabbi Moshe Gedaliah of Zivil. Rabbi Alexander Sender of Zolkov. Rabbi Emmanuel of Preshedvorz. Rabbi Yosef David, the son of Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Zindheim. Rabbi Mordechai Goldman, the Zeviller Rebbe. Rabbi Menachem Nachum Tursky. Rabbi Shalom Zelig Seinmetz. Rab Mordechai ben Gedalia Moshe Goldman. Rabbi Ephraim Ezra Lenayado. Rabbi Eliezer Alpa. Rab Shmuel Benjamin Rosenberg. Rabbi Nathaniel Quinn. And the Sadiqim who left tonight and tomorrow, the 29th day of Shabbat, Ilan Ramon, he was part of the Challenger incident that blew up the seven people who died. He was one of the astronauts. He was the only Israeli to ever die in space. Or trying to get to space. Rabbi Eliyahu HaBachur HaLevi, the Baal HaTishbi. Rabbi Yitzhak Yerucham Diskin. Rabbi Nosim Tzvi Finkel. Rabbi Hananya Yom Tov Lipa. He is the son of Yefuziel Yehuda Teitelbaum. Rabbi Zalman Sender, the son of Moshe Kahana Shapira. Rabbi Nosen Horowitz. We will now say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines. Please join me by closing your eyes, covering your eyes, leaning slightly to the left as we say, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. We'll now say the Esser Dibrot, as we've been starting to do. I will start with the L'shem Yichud, since we have grounded all the excess energy with the last as part of the Shema, the second part of the two verses. The
Ushemifu kuchabri tu ishkinte bitchilu urhimu uthilu uthilu urhimu liakta. The shame yun he bovalhe. The yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadonai Elohinu alene maasei adenu konune alene maasei adenu konunehu. Vayidaber Elohim et kol hadevarim haile leimor Anochi Hashem Elohecha Asher hoteiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha pesel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mima'al v'asher b'aretz mitachat Washer b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachaveh lachem v'lo tavdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha Elkana poked avon avod alpanim Ashileishim Be'al rebeim V'shon ay V'yoseh chesed le'al afim Le'ohavai U'shomre Mitzvotai lo tisa Et shem Hashem Elohecha La'shav ki lo yinake Hashem et sasher Yisa et shemo V'shav zakor et yom ha'shabbat Lekadsho sheshet yamim Tavod b'yastika Kol melachtecha V'yom ha'ashbi Shabbat la'ashem Elohecha Lo ta'aseh kol melachtecha Ata ubincha ubitecha avdecha v'yamadcha uhemtecha v'gecha asher bisharecha ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem et hashamayim Ve'et ha'aretz, et hayam, et kol asher bam, v'yanach, v'yom ha'shvi. Al kein b'rach Hashem et yom ha'shabbat. V'yikdashahu, kibad et avicha. Be'at aimecha lema'an yarikun yamecha al ha'adama asher Hashem Elohecha noten lach lo tirtzach lo tinach lo tignov Lo ta'ane b're'acha, ed shakir, lo tachbod, v'ed re'echa. Lo tachbod asher re'echa, v'yavdo v'yamto,
Shoro V'chamoro V'kol Asher L'Re'echa We will now connect to the Ani meditation. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yusod. You ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. Od. You ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. You are who me woo yo who. Netzach. Ye ahi ni we yo he. Ye ahi ni we yo he. Ye ahi ni we yo he. Tiferet. Yo aho ni wo yo ho. Yo aho ni wo yo ho. Yo aho ni wo yo ho. Gevura. Yeah, ni we yo. Yeah, ni we yo. Yeah, ni we yo. Chesed. Yeah, ni we yo he. Yeah, ni we yo he. Yeah, ni we yo he. Bina. Yeah, ni we yo he. Way, yay, I hainy way, oh, hey. Yay, I hainy way, oh, hey. Bachmas. Ya ahani wa yo ha, ya ahani wa yo ha, ya ahani wa yo ha. Bachmas. Ya ahani wa yo ha, ya ahani wa yo ha, ya ahani wa yo ha, ya ahani wa yo ha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yo ha, ya ahani wa yo ha, ya ahani wa yo ha. We'll now say the abridged Kaddish to elevate ourselves for the class of today.
Itkadalit kadashimei rabbah, and all of us say amen. Be'almadi v'akiru te'viyam lich, malchute b'chayechon u'yomechon, u'achayei dekol beit Yisrael. Vagalal vizman kariv. Itbarach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itromam v'itnase v'itadar v'itale v'italal shimei dekucha. Leila min kol birkata. Le'ela mikol shirata tushbechata v'nechemata da'amiran ve'alma yeheshlama rabba min shamaya v'chayim aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'imru amen. Ose shalom bimromav, uyase shalom aleinu, we all call Yisrael, v'imru amen.
Our
Mashiach classes, the Footsteps of Mashiach, is available on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. I believe it's row 8, the right-hand column. When that handing page opens up, please scroll down to class 3I, which is for, 3H, which is for chapter 8. When the handout opens up, the first line is a link to the Mifon Mamre, which is where we will start for the book of Daniel in chapter 8. You'll need to scroll down to chapter 8, and I will start reading the English for verse 1. Does anyone have any questions before we begin? In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared unto me, even unto me Daniel, after that which appeared unto me at the first. And I saw in the vision, now it was so, that when I saw, I was in Shushan, the castle, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in the vision, and I was by the stream Eulah. Third verse. And I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the stream a ram, which had two horns. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward, and northward, and southward, and no beast could stand before him, neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will, and magnified himself. The fifth verse. And as I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the west over the face of the whole earth, and touched not the ground. And the goat had a conspicuous horn between his eyes. And the sixth verse. And he came to the ram that had the two horns, which I saw standing before the stream, and ran at him in the fury of his power. The seventh verse. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with the choler against him, and smote the ram, and broke his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he cast him down to the ground, and trampled upon him. And there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. The eighth verse. And the he-goat magnified himself exceedingly. And when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And instead of it, there came up the appearance of four horns toward the four winds of heaven. The ninth verse. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceedingly great, toward the south, and towards the east, and toward the beauteous land. And the tenth verse. And it waxed great, even to the host of heaven, and some of the host, and all of the stars, it cast down to the ground, and trampled upon them. The 11th verse. Yea, it magnified itself even to the prince of the host, and from him the continual burnt offering was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. The 12th verse. And the host was given over to it, together with the continual burnt offering, through transgression, and it cast down truth to the ground, and it wrought and prospered. And the 13th verse, then I heard a holy one speaking, and another holy one said unto that certain one who spoke, how long shall be the vision concerning the continual burnt offering and the transgression that caused appalment to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trampled underfoot? Verse 14. And he said unto me, unto 2,300 evenings and mornings, then shall the sanctuary be victorious. In the 15th verse. And it came to pass when I, Daniel, had seen the vision, that I sought to understand it. And behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. The 16th verse. And I heard the voice of a man between the banks of Uli, who called and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. And the 17th verse. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was terrified and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, son of man, for the vision belongs to the time of the end. The 18th verse. Now as he was speaking with me, I fell into a deep sleep with my face toward the ground, but he touched me and set me upright. 19th verse. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the latter time of the indignation, for it belongs to the appointed time of the end. The 20th verse. The ram which thou saw having the two horns, they are the kings of Media and Persia. Verse 21. And the rough he-goat is the king of Greece, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Verse 22. And as for that which was broken in the place whereof four stood up, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not with his power. Verse 23. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have completed their transgression, there shall stand up a king of fierce countenance and understanding strategies. 24. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and do, and he shall destroy them that are mighty, and the people of the saints. And verse 25. And through his cunning he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. And in time of security shall he destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. The 26th verse. And the vision of the evenings and mornings, which had been told, is true. But thou shut up the vision, for it belongs to many days to come. In the 27th verse, And I, Daniel, fainted and was sick certain days. Then I rose up and did the king's business, and I was appalled at the vision, but understood it not. Returning to the handout, chapter 8 reverts from Aramaic to Hebrew for the remainder of the book of Daniel, from chapter 8 to 12. Chapters 2 to 7 were in Aramaic because this was the lingua franca language of the Babylonian and Persian empires. Speak of Daniel's interactions with their rulers and the profound universal lessons they had to learn about how Hashem deals with man, measure for measure. In the coming chapters, the lessons are directed more specifically to Israel yearning for the rebuilding of Jerusalem, and they contain a deep tinimut, interiority, that Hebrew is uniquely fit to express. Not inferiority, interiority, an innerness that the Hebrew language is fit to express. Daniel records the graphic external images of his visions, and then tells how angels come to him to interpret and explain them, thereby bringing him to the level of Bina. We, in turn, must rely on Rabbi Sadia Gaon, Rabbi known as Rashi, and the other great commentators who have come down to us to explain Daniel's visions. The vision in our present chapter is dated to the third year of Belshazzar, the last king of Babylon. His empire was on the verge of collapse, and we found Daniel in Shushan, which is located in what is now the western Iran, between Hamadan and Shiraz. It had been the capital of Elam, and now became the main center of the Persian Empire. This vision is the second in a series, the first of which was in the previous chapter 7. The imagery of these visions is in each case different, but the Nimshal, the object of the comparison, is the ultimately one, the great sweep of history until the end of days. Rabbi Abraham is comparing the vision in chapter 7 to the vision in chapter 8, but his purpose is to explain history through the comparativeness of these visions. Continuing to read. In his vision, Daniel saw himself standing by Uval Uloi, which some render as the river Uloi, although Rabbi Sadia says there is no river in Shushan, and that this was the mighty gate of the city, named Uloi, would then be related to the word Il, mighty one. And this in turn is related to the word Ail, a ram, one of the creatures that Daniel saw, representing the rising star of Persia. One might add that the Hebrew word Ulai means perhaps. Perhaps our interpretations are hopefully not too wide of the mark. The classical commentators agree that the larger and smaller horns of the ram in verse 3 allude respectively to Persia, the greater power, and Medea, the lesser power. Thus, under Queen Esther's Ahasuerus, Persia extended from India to Africa, while Darius the Mede ruled for only 1 year before giving over the kingship to his son-in-law, Cyrus of Persia, who was the father of Esther's Ahasuerus. In my opinion, the name of Esther's father is incorrect. Ahasuerus was a merchant who bought his kingship in order to marry Vashti, or Vashti essentially as the woman represented the kingdom. And by marrying Vashti, which he had paid for, he became the king of Persia. So it's not that he was Ahasuerus' father, but Vashti's father. This is my opinion. The goat alludes to Greece. The horn signifies Alexander of Macedon, who known as Alexander the Great, who defeated Darius of Persia, who was Esther's son. Yet Alexander died at the very height of his power, and his kingdom split into four components. Two of those components, the king of Syria and the king of Egypt, vied for power over Israel and over many other aspects. And out of one of them came a little horn that became exceedingly great. Rashi interprets the horn as alluding to Titus, and he takes the phrase in verse 10, "and it grew great even to the host of heaven," to refer to his destruction of the second temple. On the other hand, Rabbi Sadia Gaon sees the horn as an allusion to the empire of Ishmael, Islam, which took the land of beauty, Israel, from the Romans. And for an appointed time, it was flagrantly set against the daily sacrifice, and it cast down the truth to the ground. Rashi says this means that idolatry would be established in Jerusalem instead of the daily temple offerings. It was when the focus of the vision moves to Jerusalem, the heart of the world, Bina, that Daniel hears a celestial conversation between the angels, asking how long shall be the vision to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot. And the calculation of how long this will be is given in verse 14. Rashi comments, "The seer was commanded to close up and seal the matter, and even to him it was revealed in a language that is closed up and sealed. And we shall wait in hope for the fulfillment of the promise of our king, even if one ends after another passes by." The angel Gabriel is sent to explain the vision to Daniel, yet the explanation itself is so beyond him that he falls into a slumber, until the angel touches him and brings him to his feet. Gabriel teaches what will be in the latter end of the indignation, for it is at the end of a long time. Rashi explains the king of fierce countenance, mentioned in verse 23, is referring to Titus, who destroyed the Second Temple. But Rabbi Sadia Gaon explains this as a reference to the kingship of Ishmael. Rabbi Sadia also gives an alternative explanation relating the entire vision primarily to the struggle between Persia and Greece. We should remember that at the time of Daniel's vision, the destruction of the Second Temple was over 450 years in the future, and it was no mean feat to foretell how it would come about. At the same time, the vision is multi-layered, and just as history goes around in cycles, so the imagery can allude to multiple levels all at once. The basic discussion is, and we saw from Daniel's earlier visions and dreams, that there would be Persia, there would be Darius the Mede taking over Persia, and then Greece through Alexander the Great would take over the Darius, that kingdom of the Medes. And then the four communities, the four different kings that grew out of Alexander's kingdom, they would vie for power throughout the world. But ultimately, Greece would grow. And here we have a commentary that I had not have time to place here, but a commentary by a Kabbalist who specializes in gematria. And I'm not going to go into the gematria, but the idea that Greece falls into Rome, it's not that Greece falls into Rome, Rome defeats Greece, but the ideas of Greece takes over Rome. And we have Western civilization. But we have two different aspects. One is the philosophy of Greece, and the other is the manifestation of that philosophy. And that's the Roman Empire. And even into this day, we have Grecian philosophy still being manifested in the Western world and in conflict with Persia, which is Islam. And this has been going on for almost 4,000 years. And to some extent, the prophecy of the 2,000 days, if we apply years to it, from the destruction of the temple, we should be able to relate that. Now, when it comes to time in prophecy, it's exact and it's not exact. It can be approximately. But if we go back and look in verse, 14, I believe? "2300 is a round number. The temple was destroyed." But if we start at the building of the Second Temple, It lasted approximately 410 years. So if we say 23 minus 400, 400 is 1900 years from the destruction of the temple, it should have taken place approximately 1900 years. And that literally was approximately the time of the Second World War. And there are many people, many modern sages and Kabbalists, who have said that the Armageddon War will be in three components. And the first two components represent the First and Second World Wars. And the third component will be the war of ideas, the war of the minds. And there is a war of minds, whether you call it a war between democratic ideals versus authoritarian ideals, or you see it as war between the religions of Christianity and Islam, or you see it as coming together where Islam and Christianity are starting to merge their philosophies, where one is saying death is not an appropriate solution to another human being, and one is saying death is the appropriate solution. All of these things that I've just mentioned are not clear. There's many different discussions from many different sages over the centuries. But we can say succinctly that the world is in the end stages, and we still have chapters 9, 10, 11, and 12 of the book of Daniel. Does anyone have any questions? We will not have an advanced reincarnation class today, but tomorrow morning, Monday morning, we will have a Psalms class as part of the Tanit Dibur and the Shovavim period, which will continue for two more weeks. And we have also a deep Zohar class at 4:30 Monday, and at 7 o'clock, the reading of the Ari's writings for the Parsha of Terumah. I remind you that our Rosh Chodesh connection will take place in the 7 o'clock class Tuesday evening. I wish you a wonderful Rosh Chodesh and hope you'll join us for the connection, because Adar Aleph, which starts Tuesday, Monday night and Tuesday, is well worth understanding, and understanding the differences between Adar Aleph and Adar Bet. Most people describe them as the same month. They're just extended, but they truly are not. So I hope you'll join us. Shavua Tov, Kodesh Tov. Have a good week, a good month. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom, everyone.
Take care, Jamie. Thank you. Shalom.